Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up.
8:41, Hawks coming up a 6-3 thumping. The defending Stanley Cup champ, Pittsburgh Penguins, two-time defending champs. It's more fun when you beat the Penguins and slap Sid the Kid. I have another nickname for him, but it's not arable. Slap him around a little bit. So now, Winnipeg and Dustin Byfuglien. Bufflin and his big behind, and the Winnipeg Jets against the Hawks. I mean, this is an important game as breaking the streak.
They got to start winning these division games.
Well, they got to win. They got to win more than one, right? You got to get on a roll here.
Did we play them on Tuesday, Winnipeg?
Uh huh.
That was Tuesday. Yeah.
But this is the type of thing. I'd be curious to talk to Coach here, who's lining up right now, about how it felt different after that game. Because as professionals, you literally do take it one game at a time. That's not a cliche, but that had to feel awfully good, Coach.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it was nice to see the guys get rewarded. I thought they played really hard, and it's never going to be a complete 60-minute effort. That's not possible, but pretty close. And so nice to see them get the points there.
I thought the game, though, had a really different feel. I mean, even when, you know, you're swapping goals and you're up 4-3 late, the intensity and getting after it and, you know, always having that puck presence. I mean, that's as aggressive as I've seen the Hawks in, you know, in quite some time.
Yeah, they're really engaged, and we're willing to be physical and get dirty in battles. And then we're able to play in the offensive zone and get some pressure, and makes the game a lot easier.
So you get Winnipeg again, chance for a little payback. They've been very good. They're a very good team. They've been very good. But does the win against Pittsburgh change the approach?
Well, I think it helps with our mindset, and hopefully we come in with some confidence. I think they're a really good team, very skilled. They make a lot of plays. They're big. They play big. They're really heavy in puck battles and whatnot. But I think if we can match that, I think we can make some plays. I think we've shown we can score goals against them. It's just a matter of tightening up a little bit defensively, playing a little bit more on their half of the ice as opposed to ours.
You know, this is interim sports director Justin Kaufman who joins you now.
Coach, I'm in today for sports. But, there's a lot of ground you have to make up, especially in the Division Central. Tonight it starts. Are these become must-win games to be able to get back into this this early in the season?
I think it's probably premature to look too much at the standings. We're just trying to get our game to a spot where we feel we can win every night. I think that's the focus. We've had some pretty good ones lately. Obviously, the start in Winnipeg was poor, but the four games before that and then last game better. And so if we take care of that, then we'll have our opportunity to get points, and then we can start looking at the standings.
It was entertaining too to get up 4-3, then get up 5-3, and then have a second empty netter. And it's a question I've never asked you. I didn't ask Q. I don't know that I've ever brought this up to you guys. How tough is it to hit an empty net when it's sitting right in front of you? You know what it, to me it's like the layup in basketball. It's not guaranteed.
Well, I think the simple answer is it depends how close you are. But
yes,
there is a little bit of pressure. What may seem easy when you're just in practice, when the game's on the line and you're gassed and trying to end the game, it adds a little bit of degree of difficulty.
So where do you think Saad is at this point? We well-documented struggles last year. He's been, really getting it done, and then he cools off a little bit and getting it done again. But it seems like we're seeing a more consistent effort.
Yeah, he brings some great attributes. Excellent skater, very, very hard in puck battles. He comes up with a lot of pucks. He's willing to take the puck to the net. I think that's maybe the best thing he does is he's willing to take the puck inside. And, because of that, opportunities seem to follow him around. So nice to see.
A lot of questions about the defense this year. I thought the defense in this stretch, even before Pittsburgh, I thought the defense is playing better. Penalty kill's been better. A lot of positives. But how do you feel about that blue line?
Yeah, we are. Sorry, excuse me. We're making strides. I think it's just a consistency shift to shift, finding a way to raise our minimum level. so that, you know, we're not going to carry the play the whole game. You got to find a way to survive those times where you're maybe on the back foot and you know, soaking up some pressure. So that's, to me, that's the biggest step we got to take. But I do think we're making some improvements.
Well, and Jeremy, you had said early in the season, early in your takeover, that it wasn't just that the defense needed to play better. You needed to have your lead guys also, you know, keep it from even getting to the defense. Do you feel like they're doing that?
They are. I think they're, again, there's improvement there. We're not where we want to be, but I do think that the last game was a perfect example of our forwards doing a little more of the work defensively, and I thought our back pressure was excellent, and we're able to, you know, defend with numbers, and I think that it makes it a lot easier to, you know, hold down their attack.
How about how good has Corey Crawford been?
Yeah, he's been excellent for us, and it's no surprise. We know, you know, the level that he can be at, and last game is a perfect example. He made some big saves for us and gave us a chance to win.
You know, Cam Ward, too. Again, I'm a homer, but Cam Ward has played some just amazing hockey this year as a goalie. He's given up some, but, I mean, he has made some of the best highlight reel saves you're going to see. And almost like a pitcher who doesn't get enough run support in baseball, the goals haven't been there on most nights he's been in net. But I hope his chin is up, because I think he's played well this year.
Yeah, he's a pro, great competitor. He's, you know, he's one of those guys when you need a save, he finds a way to make one. And obviously he's won a cup also. So that's great to have him in the room, and he's done a really good job with the opportunity he's been given.
All right, we got a lot of positives. Going up against Winnipeg, it's not a must-win, but it sure would be fun to get another one and get on a mini roll here.
Yeah, it's we want to keep a good feeling. It's been tough for the guys, you know, when things aren't going your way, it kind of wears on you. So now we get the opportunity to hopefully build a little momentum. We got to take it.
Thanks, Coach, as always. And do I need to run out and do a little Christmas shopping for you? I mean, you're busier than I am.
I got to find a way to get that done.
I'm going to say Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
That'll take care of most of it.
You know what? Just text me, Coach. I'm not, you know, most days I'm here till 10:15 easy. But after that, I'm free.
And okay. Just so you know, Steve, you do know that the Penguins won in 16 and 17. I don't think the listeners realize that you are not recognizing Washington winning in 2018.
Absolutely not.
That's, you've written that
off. No, I refuse.
For
I
the
told
people
them,
that think you misspoke, you
no,
did
I
not.
No, I said when it happened, I wouldn't
like
recognize
them.
It. I'm not recognizing it now.
Yeah, so.
Illegitimate?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. The Penguins are the two-time defending champs.
He does not like Washington
champs.
And would not give them credit. So.
They make me angry. They make me very angry, Coach.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Coach Jeremy Carlton. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
There you go. Coach Carlton.